听力课堂，听 class.com。
When you meet a friend,
hello there, friend.
Here's what to say.
What do I say?
Let's talk in English with someone every day. Let's talk in English with someone every day.
That's the way.
Jack is coughing.And Emma thinks he looks pale. Emma doesn't feel well either. She says, "Excuse me," before she blows her nose. But she is not sick. She has allergies. Still, Tom doesn't want to catch Jack's cold, so he gets out of there.
Hi, everyone. My name is Andrea.Today we continue to talk about feeling bad. The title of our lesson is Emma Feels Bad. Well, Jack also feels bad. He is coughing. Jack thinks he might have a cold. Now, when you cough, air comes from your body, up your throat, and out your mouth. You cough.Now, you often cough when you are sick, when you have a cold, or when you are not feeling well. Well, Emma thinks Jack looks pale. Pale is also a key word. If someone looks pale, that means they don't have a lot of color on their face. When someone is healthy, they often have a good color on their face. They are not pale.Well, we find out that Emma doesn't feel well either. She says, "Excuse me," before she blows her nose. Now, this is something polite to say. It is an idiom, "Excuse me." Now, it's something that you say before or after you do something. "Excuse me, I have to go." Or, "Excuse me, I'm not feeling well.I think I'm going to go home." If you cough or if you sneeze, achoo, it's a good idea to say, "Excuse me." Well, Tom doesn't want to catch Jack's cold. When you catch a cold, that means you get a cold. You catch a cold. I caught a cold last week.The past tense of the verb catch is caught. C-A-U-G-H-T. Well, Tom doesn't want to catch Jack's cold. Maybe Jack caught a cold. So what does he do? He gets out of there. When you get out of a place, you leave it quickly. I need to get out of here. I need to go quickly.Well, friends, please don't get out of here right now. We need to get to the mall.
Hello, friends, and welcome to Let's Talk in English right here at the mall. My name is Tom. Oh, sorry. Well, you see, yesterday Jack was sneezing and Emma has some allergies. I guess there's something in the air.But don't worry, you will be fine as long as you stay right here with us at Let's Talk in English. Now, we have something for you to find today. It is the answer to our Find It question. The question is, how does Jack look? Good question. How does Jack look? Well, we're going to find out the answer. Friends, take care. We don't want you to get sick. We don't want you to start...feeling bad. Right now, we're going to learn a little more with Christina.
Hello, welcome to the information desk. I'm Christina. 今天 Jack 和 Emma 两个人，一个感冒，一个过敏。Emma 是拼命的打喷嚏，据说她是不清楚自己的过敏源是什么，好像是空气里的某一种东西吧。而 Jack 先是打喷嚏，后来开始咳嗽了。最后还觉得有点发烧呢，大家都说他看起来脸色不太好，实在该回家休息了。所以我们先来看今天的单字 ，cough， 咳嗽 ，cough。When you cough, remember to cover your mouth. Excuse me. 不好意思，对不起。Excuse me. 例如有人挡到你的路，你可以说 Excuse me. 这是抱歉借过的意思。或者是有人在聊天，但是你有事要跟某人讲，你也可以说 Excuse me. 这是对不起打扰一下的意思。Pale. 苍白的，灰白的。Pale. 例如朋友脸色看起来很苍白，你可以关心他说Your face looks pale. Are you okay? Get out. 离开。Get out. 例如不想待在这里了。I want to get out of here. Catch. 感染。疾病。Catch. 妈妈常会叮咛出门前要多加件衣服。Don't catch a cold. Okay, let's go visit our friends right now.
Conversation A.
Should I get some cold medicine for you?
No, thanks. I have some cold medicine at home if I need it.
I hope you won't.
Me too.
Now you're coughing too, Jack.
I'm okay, Tom.My throat is just dry.
Excuse me.
And you have a runny nose. You do have bad allergies.
I know, but I don't know what I'm allergic to.
Friends, poor Jack, right? He is not feeling very well. That's okay. I hope you are feeling great. Here we are. I am Tom again, and I'm here with Amy. Now, in this conversation, Emma, Jack, and I are talking, and Jack is also doing something else. He started coughing. Friends, do you know what coughing is? Well, coughing is one of our key words. Say this word with me, cough.
Cough.
Cough. When you do this, you are coughing. It's not very comfortable to cough. I hope you are not coughing right now, friends.
Me too. Well, friends, let's use this word cough in a sentence. I couldn't sleep last night. I was coughing a lot.
Oh no, Amy, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine now.
That's good. Well, it sounds like you had a bad cough. Friends, this word cough is a verb, but it can also be a noun. If you're coughing a lot, you can say, I have a bad cough. I hope you are not coughing a lot. I hope you do not have any cough. Friends, we're going to look at this next key word. Jack says his throat is just dry, and now Emma is making noises.She blows her nose, and she says, excuse me. Excuse me is our next key word. Say these words with me. Excuse me.
Excuse me.
Excuse me. And bless you, Amy. When you say to somebody, excuse me, that means you want their attention. For example, excuse me, I need to get through here. Excuse me.
Another use you can do is, excuse me, I just made a weird noise.
Okay, yeah, you made a strange noise. Well, I guess if you make a strange noise, then you should probably say, excuse me.
Yes, which I did. Excuse me, I didn't mean to do that.
That's okay. Well, friends, we have some keywords to review right now. Say them with us. The first one is cough.Cough. Hans must be sick. He's coughing a lot.
Excuse me. Excuse me. Excuse me. May I sit here? Well, good job, friends. Let's go to conversation B.
Conversation B.
You could go to a doctor and find out.
I know, but allergy tests are expensive. And I know I'm allergic to something in the air.
Some kind of pollen?
I think so. And I can't avoid something in the air.
True.
Well, I'm going to get some medicine. Bye. I hope you feel better, Jack. You look kind of pale.
Emma has allergies, but she doesn't know what she's allergic to. So Jack suggests, well, maybe Emma, you could go and see a doctor and find out. But Emma says, allergy tests are expensive. Tom, what are allergy tests?
That's a good question. If you have allergies, then you might need to go to the doctor and have an allergy test. It's something to help you find out what you are allergic to. So it's not like a school test. It's an allergy test to help you, and maybe your body can get better.
But allergy tests cost a lot. It's very expensive, and some countries may not even have allergy tests.
That's true. Some countries don't have allergy tests, but if you can go to a doctor and get an allergy test, it might be worth it. It might be good if you have allergies to get an allergy test. Well, Emma says, I'm going to go and get some medicine. And then after that, it looks like we found the answer to today's Find It question. The question today is, how does Jack look?
How does Jack look? Jack looks kind of pale. And pale is our key word. Say it with us. Pale.
Pale.
Pale. When you look pale, then your skin is whiter than normal. It's pale.
That's right. You can use this word pale to talk about something that is really white, especially when you're talking about your skin. Now let's use this keyword pale in a sentence. Your face is really pale. You look like you just saw a ghost.
So you got scared and your skin looks pale.
That's right. Some people, when they get scared, their skin turns really white or pale.
Ah, okay. Well, let's use it in another sentence. Her makeup is really white. Her skin looks pale.
Well, friends, you just heard this word pale a number of times. Now let's review it again. Say it with me. Pale. Pale. John must not be feeling well. He's really pale. And Jack is pale too. Let's go on and find out a little more with Conversation C.
Conversation C.
Emma's right, Jack. You do look pale.
I think I'm getting a fever, too. I'm starting to feel hot.
Uh-oh.
And I'm getting a headache as well.
I knew it. You are getting sick. And I'm getting out of here. I don't want to catch what you've got. Bye.
Remember to wash your hands well. I should go home. I don't want to make anyone sick.
Hi, friends. I feel kind of like a bad friend just leaving Jack like that, but I really am scared I'm going to catch his cold. I don't want that to happen. Well, Jack says here, I think I'm getting a fever too, and I'm getting a headache as well, and that's why I said, I knew it. I knew it. He was getting sick.
I knew it?
Mm-hmm.
What do you know?
Well, I thought that he was getting sick, And then so because I was right, I said, I knew it. Friends, it's a good phrase to know.
You knew it. Oh, so when you know something, you can say, I knew it. I knew that was going to happen and it happened. I knew it. Let's use it in a sentence. I knew it. His story was not real.
Ooh, I knew it. His story was not real. Well, friends, let's continue. I did say I knew it. You are getting sick and I'm getting out of here. Friends, these are some key words. Say them with me. Get out.
Get out.
Get out. When you get out, that means you leave somewhere. Let's use it in a sentence or two. This party is boring. Let's get out of here.
Ooh, okay. Or, they got out of the meeting really quickly.
Ah, they got out of the meeting really quickly. Or they got out of the meeting early. They left the meeting early. And it's true, I don't want to catch what Jack has, but friends, our key word here is catch.
Catch.
Catch. If you catch something, that means you get someone else's sickness. So you can catch a cold. If you catch a cold, then that means you have a cold too. Or you can use the word caught, C-A-U-G-H-T, for the past. Yesterday, he caught a cold.
Well, good job, friends. Let's review our key words. The first word is get out. Get out. Let's get out of here before someone sees us.
And catch. Catch. Stay away from me so you won't catch my cold. Ah, friends, I'm sorry that Jack is feeling so bad. Well, we hope you're feeling okay. Right now, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Friends, don't worry about me. I'll be fine. Jack is sneezing and coughing. I think he has a cold and he looks a little pale, but that's okay. I'm not going to catch his cold. I'm getting out of here pretty soon. Don't worry about me. Let's review these conversations now.
Should I get some cold medicine for you?
No, thanks. I have some cold medicine at home if I need it.
I hope you won't.
Me too.
Now you're coughing too, Jack.
I'm okay, Tom. My throat is just dry.
Excuse me.
And you have a runny nose. You do have bad allergies.
I know, but I don't know what I'm allergic to.
You could go to a doctor and find out.
I know. But allergy tests are expensive. And I know I'm allergic to something in the air.
Some kind of pollen?
I think so. And I can't avoid something in the air.
True.
Well, I'm going to get some medicine. Bye. I hope you feel better, Jack. You look kind of pale.
Emma's right, Jack. You do look pale.
I think I'm getting a fever, too. I'm starting to feel hot.
Uh-oh.
And I'm getting a headache as well.
I knew it. You are getting sick. And I'm getting out of here. I don't want to catch what you've got. Bye.
Remember to wash your hands well. I should go home. I don't want to make anyone sick.
Hello, 欢迎回到 Information Desk， 我们要来复习一下今天的重点。因为 Jack 看起来好像真的生病了，所以 Emma 想帮他去买药。他说 ,Shall I get some cold medicine for you? Medicine 这个字比较特别，它是不可数名词，所以就算是说 some medicine, 一些药，这个 medicine 后面也是不加 s。用的时候像是 ,Do you have any cold medicine? 或者是 ,Yes, I do have some cold medicine. 这些都是不可数的 medicine 用法。好心的 Emma 自己也流鼻涕了，流鼻水了。不过她不是感冒，而是说过敏。Tom 说 ,You do have bad allergies. Allergy 就是过敏，它的形容词是 allergic。两个字的重音不同，所以我们来练习看看。Allergy, allergy. Allergic, allergic.Allergic 是形容词，对什么东西过敏，通常会用介系词 to， 比如 She is allergic to seafood， 对海鲜过敏。那有一些人不能养猫，因为会对猫的毛过敏。例如 I am allergic to cats。 最后我们来练习一个很实用的句型。 Jack 说他开始觉得发烧了。 I am starting to feel hot。如果你想表示自己开始觉得怎么样，就可以用这个句型来练习一下。比如 I am starting to feel hungry， 开始觉得饿了。或者是 She is starting to feel tired， 开始觉得累了。这些都是生活中会用到的句子，现在就多练习几遍，需要的时候才能临场运用哦。 OK， 又到了跟你说再见的时候。Thanks for coming. I'll see you next time.
星人 say.
This week we talked about how to do something like play the violin. Let's begin. Do you play the violin? Sing it.
Do you play the violin?
No, I don't. Instrument.Say it.
Instrument.
Good. Use your chin. Sing it.
Use your chin.
When you're playing the violin. Sing it.
When you play the violin.
Yeah. Please hold your fork. Say it.
Please hold your fork.
In your right hand. Say it.
In your right hand.
Okay. Talent. Sing it.
Talent.
Skills, sing it.
Skills.
Discuss, sing it.
Discuss.
Yeah. You can act and draw. Say it.
You can act and draw.
Wow. Prize, sing it.
Prize.
Magic, sing it.
Magic.
Yeah. Let's clap, say it.
Let's clap.
Okay.We also talked about being sick. You look pale. Say it.
You look pale.
You coughed. Sing it.
You coughed.
Did you catch a cold? Say it.
Did you catch a cold?
Do you have a sore throat? Sing it.
Do you have a sore throat?
Or a fever? Sing it.
Or a fever?
Woo!That was great. I will see you next time. Bye-bye.
I'm feeling much better.
I'm feeling much better.
我觉得好多了。
How is your cold? How are you feeling?
I'm feeling much better.
How about your headache? Are you feeling better?
Yes.My headache is gone.
How about your sore throat? Are you feeling better?
Yes, my sore throat is gone too. I'm feeling great. Yahoo! I'm well again.
Hooray! Now get up and get ready for school. You have a big test today.
Oops, I feel sick.
I'm feeling much better.
I'm feeling much better.
我觉得好多了。
Oh, friends, I really need to get home. I am not feeling well. But before I go, I want to practice today's question of the day with you. Here it is. Do you wash your hands a lot? Why or why not? Do you wash your hands a lot? Why or why not? Hey, Tom! Hey, Tom, do you wash your hands a lot?
Very good question. Yes, friends, I do wash my hands, and I will wash them a lot today because I have been playing cards with a very sick person, so yes.
Oh, well, hey, Tom, I almost forgot. Here are your cards back.
You can keep them.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, thanks. Mm-hmm. All right, friends. Well, I need to go home. Be sure to take care of yourself, and we'll see you next time right here on Let's Talk in English at the mall.
No.